Melissa, if you call the roll, let's see if we have a quorum.
Justice Sharon Kennedy.
Present.
Judge Nick Sabajigo.
Present.
Director Amy Gass.
Present.
Brooke Burns.
Here.
Joe Gruber.
Here.
Chief Charles Chandler will not be here today. Judge Robert Delegater.
Here.
Gwen Hal Gabers.
Here.
Representative LaTanya Humphrey. Judge Kristen Johnson.
Here.
Terry Lajeunesse.
Here.
Senator Nathan Mann.
Here.
Charles Chip McConville. Judge Stephen McIntosh.
Here.
Elizabeth Miller.
Here.
Judge Jennifer Minch McElfresh.
Here.
Lieutenant Robert Sellers.
Here.
Darren Schulman. Sheriff Larry Sims is not present today. Judge Keith Spanagel is not present today. Senator Vernon Sykes.
Here.
Judge Helen Wallace is not present today. Representative Josh Williams. Commissioner Donnie Willis.
16 is the quorum.
Under our
statute. We only have 13. Under the statute, it's 16. They have to be present, not on Zoom. That was not changed for this body. So all I can tell you that in this packet, you have the minutes, which you can read, but we cannot accept at this point in time, cannot accept the resignation of Ms. Hotchkiss because we don't have a quorum. And then the reports of the personnel committee, I can move forward with telling you what we'd like to do. But it'll wait until May until we get a quorum for it. So the personnel committee has met on several occasions. There in your packet is a proposal to redirect an assistant director's position, which was created, not voted on by this body, but created. It's an employee base of six. So the personnel committee did not feel that it was necessary to have a deputy director or an assistant director, and taking that position to make it more of an administrative position supportive of the executive director to have other functional work as well. And then in your packet is commensurate to what is in state government. And those salary bands that are in there is similar and situated to others in state government that would have the same title and functionality of role. We cannot go out and advertise for this position until we actually adopt the reorganizational chart, adopt the change in the position, and approve the position description. So that will be tabled until May. Knowing we can't vote, if there's any questions of any of us who are on the personnel committee, we'd be happy to answer them. Wayne's here today.
That doesn't mean I'm the only one.
Chief Chandler is sick this morning.
No, the retailers. Okay. The adult committee, if you want to talk about your progress.
Yes, thank you, Chief. I'm Steve Gray, Chief Counsel for the Director, Chief Smith, and reporting out on the committee for her today. At the last committee meeting in January, we started with a presentation by Representative Gerald of a post-conviction relief bill that he has proposed. It has not been introduced yet, but we invited stakeholders and members of our committee to reach out to Representative Gerald to provide feedback. So we'll be following up on that. A colleague here, Will Davies, talked about some research that he and his colleagues are working on, looking at appellate decisions and looking at appellate issues that are of interest to the committee in regards to things like consecutive sentencing, allied offenses, Reagan-Tokes notifications, no contact orders. So that's an ongoing project, and he'll be coming back to our committee as they look back in time. They've been looking at 2022 Will? And I think your colleagues are now looking at 2023 next. So we're getting some more information to present to the committee for potential action. There was some discussion about these remanded cases from the appellate courts, and Judge Marceline from Licky County noted that he found useful in his practice the laminated bench card that you can look at the felony reference guide, and he indicated that he did not have a current version, and it would be helpful to he and probably others to update that. So Will and the commissioner have begun working on that. Is that correct? Well,
that's great.
Okay. Next, we reviewed an unconstitutional code memo that Will was the primary drafter on, and I assisted a little bit with that in reviewing that. We were prepared to present that today or revoke, but we can as well come back in May.
Want to speak to that at all?
No, I can say it's on the agenda for new business. Happy to answer any questions if it has any about the unconstitutional code memo. But I will just say it's currently there's an adult version and a juvenile version of memos are very similar in structure. So again, when we get to new business, think of a question between now and then. I'm happy to answer it. Alex drafted the juvenile memo and ran that through the juvenile committee. So I think that the CalFresh and I'm sure the juvenile committee lost my train of thought. I apologize. I'm sure the juvenile committee or the adult committee will answer questions. So.
Thank you, Will. The next topic that our committee looked at was jail time credit and the instructions that are in the sentencing guide for jail time credit. There were some suggestions for some revisions, maybe to provide some clarity. So our committee is going to be looking at that and maybe proposing some changes and revisions at our next meeting next month. And then finally, the committee has been looking at some drafts of sentencing edges and some options to be able to incorporate maybe a graph, a box, you know, a chart to be able to show what the sentence was, a total sentence that the judge intended to impose, along with confinement credit, jail time credit, to provide, again, clarity, not only at sentencing, but when those sentencing entries are reviewed by DRC at reception. So we had talked some ideas maybe of partnering up with the folks from the Juvenile Justice Committee at some point, but again, can't vote on that yet. So we'll be meeting next month on March 21st and again on April 23rd. Continue. Any questions I can answer?
Morning, everyone. I'm sitting in for Judge Wallace today. He's going to be with us. Juvenile Justice Committee has been meeting. Kind of start where the adults left off. Confinement credit, we discussed that in our last meeting. We're going to join the adults in requesting that the commission authorize the creation of that subcommittee. Yet similar to the adult system, we have issues of confinement credit clarification with youth who are committed to the Department of Youth Services, ultimately standardized or universal way of verifying that issue so that dealt with appropriately when it's questioned. That being said, we've been monitoring other issues. There, we discussed the proposed legislation by one of our members, who's Representative Williams, co-sponsors. Legislation to basically eliminate juvenile court's ability to transfer cases from county to county. So we've been, we had one meeting where we heard from the representative, so we're not having progress in that legislation. We have also proposed, and it's in the packet, information that we're going to get to modify the makeup and nature of the Juvenile Justice Committee. Again, we're going to talk about that in new business. We also created the unconstitutional code section memo for the legislature. We'll talk about that too. Again, it's in the material. All of those things that we propose for vote today. With the addition of that confinement credit request. The report,
Perfect, Judge. Thank you.
For the record, member Darren Schulman joined us. Thank you. Good morning, Darren. So for the data set or the data committee, not a subcommittee, the data committee, we have been meeting. We have been pursuing the leveling up. Who actually is collecting data? Who do we have memorandums of understanding with and sharing that data within the confines of our agreements? We have heard from the Supreme Court OCN. We had, who was that our last meeting?
Mr. DeMolle.
That's right. Dr. DeMolle. How could I forget that? BCI. And the information that BCI is willing to share with us in order to create the monitoring report and other reports. We're going to pursue other individuals who are collecting data. So the Office of Criminal Justice Services, who has a statutory duty to collect a lot of information. I know that Melissa has been meeting with the Ohio Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, or Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Corrections, sorry, DRC. So that we can see where we are with that. There is a memorandum of understanding that they have been working on as well to cross-share information. So that's where we stand as it relates to all the things that we have been working on within the statute. And you'll see later on in the agenda about the monitoring report. But again, that cannot be voted off because we don't have a quorum. So anyone else here from the data committee who wishes to talk about what we've discussed? We've been meeting frequently and we're going to continue meeting frequently so we complete the leveling up series. Eventually, the commission will have to make a decision what they're doing with the contract with UC. So the commission extended that contract to maintain the use entry. So the commission is running on a contract that ends in June. So in May, the commission will have to vote on that contract then in May as well. And the data committee will be finding or obtaining from UC the information that they can tell us. My understanding, and Melissa can clarify this, is they can tell us how many judges across the state have login information. My understanding is there's only 56. They can also tell you the last time that any judge has logged into the system. So that information will be provided in May so that the body can make a decision on the contract moving forward. That takes us to, unless there's questions, the legislative update.
I have a question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Terry.
I'm sorry. Before, can I back up for a minute?
Sure.
I realize we can't vote on approval of the minutes for the last meeting until May. However, may I request a correction? Or do you want me to wait until May?
I think you have to wait until there is a full voting commission to make a lot of
options. Yeah, when it's appropriate. Thank you.
I have a question.
Senator, you may proceed.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I did submit a letter that is on the item on the agenda down in 8E. But since we're talking about data, the data committee, do you think it'd be appropriate that we have some discussion about what type of data I'm trying to extend to increase the type of data that we collect?
So if you would like to discuss your letter as it relates to the other additional items you wanted in the monitoring report, I think you can discuss that, but it can't be voted on. You may proceed, though.
Yes, I think it's important, and the legislature has indicated that it is a goal, a longstanding desire, that sentences be consistent, to be fair, and not racially disparate. But you know, it's difficult to pursue this objective if we don't have information. And I'm not suggesting that we require it necessarily. We're working on trying to increase the information, the data that we're required to collect now. So I'm making a request that we make a request to collect this additional information. The letter, I think, was included in the packet that I'm asking for, particularly dealing with race and age and gender and the sentencing type and sentence length. So I'm asking maybe this could be assigned to this committee to review it, and we could bring some additional information and arguments and present it to the committee for discussion. Did I get disconnected?
No, you're here. You're here. We're just having a conversation of, does that need to be a vote of the commission? And we don't believe it does. We actually believe that you can, like anyone else, can ask the data committee to look at issues related to data and the statutory scheme, recognizing where we are with the scheme at this time. So the data committee will take up your letter at our next meeting. After this meeting, Alex and I are going to touch base about when we're meeting, because we want to continue on with on a monthly basis and to ensure that we're acting with relevant speed.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No, thank you. Thank you for being here. Anything else as it relates to legislative update?
I'll just speak briefly. I did update where each of the bills that we're currently tracking are in the legislative process. As most of you probably know, there hasn't been a whole lot of action in the General Assembly since our last meeting. There have been a couple of bills that were introduced that I added to the legislative update and more or less just briefly summarized them and again noted where they are and what the commission interest may be in these individual bills. The House has met, I think, twice since our last meeting, or at least twice this year. Last meeting was February 7th. Senate has met once, and I believe that they have a session scheduled for the 28th. And I did also note some of the upcoming legislative sessions. So I'll continue to track legislation. If there's any questions about legislation, you can ask me today or you know, email me, and I'll make sure that I follow up and get the answers that you all need. So really the update is there's no update, but I'll continue monitoring what's going on in the General Assembly.
That report, it was emailed to all of you, and it's also on the website. I just didn't sign it because I put a lot of trees in this meeting. There was not a lot of legislative updates, so you don't have to look for your packets for it. It's not a...
So the monitoring report is the next item. Obviously, we cannot vote on the report to submit it to the governor or the General Assembly. This was the report that we talked about that was due 12 years ago to them and every biennium since. And this body has never presented this report. So when we discovered it, we have been working on it. We'll bring it back in May. Hopefully we have a forum to vote on the report and then move it to the General Assembly and to the governor's desk. We did send them a letter recognizing that in fact we are working on it. We were hoping to vote it off from this meeting. So it'll be tabled until May. And that takes us then to new business. Again, the organizational chart and the commission coordinator position. We have to table it until May as it relates to the personnel committee's recommendation. And constitutional Ohio revised code sections. These were also something that votes were needed for. Coming to the commission, in reviewing all of the minutes of the commission, it was a repeated topic that there were items still in the Ohio Revised Code that the Supreme Court of Ohio had declared unconstitutional, but there had never been a recommendation by this body to the General Assembly to amend the statutes to take out the offending language. That was really the goal of these two reports today. The one from the Juvenile Committee, Alex, you did a great job in it. Thank you so much. And then the one from the adult committee, again, we'll have to table it until May. Hopefully we have a quorum at that time. Are there any questions for anyone who has drafted those sections by way of information?
I apologize. I had a question about item A under new business, if it's okay just to ask.
Sure.
Is it going to present any operational difficulties to hold off until May, or do we know that is there a special meeting or something? It's 2 months, but no, we don't quorum, but I don't want to put you in a bad position with your staffing.
Even if you call it a special meeting, we have to have 16 people who are in this room. So to me, it's really comes back to, are you going to get them here in March or April when our meetings have been set? So, I get it. I agree. I was hoping that we would be able to move, especially on the monitoring report, since we haven't filed one in 12 years. And it is what it is. But I'll pick up the phone and start making calls and try and get people here for Met so that we have a quorum. The proposed juvenile committee language for putting the issue of juvenile sentencing back into the statute. As we've discussed, it was removed through lame duck session. This body did not vote on its removal. We're just trying to restore it and to address juvenile sentencing needs as we have done in the past. But again, thank you for drafting it, but we'll table it until May. And then the proposed, then that takes us to the senator's letter, but we've already discussed that, unless someone else has any other questions for the senator on his letter. Then our next, absent something else from someone, our next meeting is May 16th on the second floor. As you step off to the, on the elevator, it's in the dining room. It's a larger room even. This, but this building was had a lot of use going on May 16th. That's why you're in the dining room.
We're trying to get that moved to a better room, but it will be in this.
There's place. Nothing wrong with the dining room. I've been there a number of times. It's perfectly oriented for all of us. But thank you all for coming, and we will strive to make sure we have a full quorum in May so we can move forward with the importance. Work of this commission. Any questions? Further conversation?
No.
Thanks for being here.